Senate will be in order. At the request of Senator Whitver, the prayer today will be offered by Senator Johnson from Buchanan. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by our page, Elizabeth Hunter.
Thank you. If your hearts and minds are up for prayer, please pray with me. Grace and peace to all. Lord Jesus, the excitement of a new beginning in our lives always brings wonder, excitement, and maybe some trepidation of what is to come. These moments are character building and offer us a chance to be thoughtful and grateful with our trust in you. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Chair recognizes the representative from Dickinson, Representative Wills. Message is received. Are there any announcements or points? Chair recognizes, for what purpose does the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz, seek the floor?
In order for an announcement.
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the room booked, and as we have done for decades, Thursday morning at 7:30, there will be a legislative Bible study. The public is welcome. It is from 7:30 until 8, and we will respect your time and be done at 8 or minutes before. 7:30 in room 22 each Thursday morning, except for Maundy Thursday, which is the Iowa prayer breakfast, until the end of session. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Brief point.
You're in order.
Good morning, members of the Senate. Happy New Year. Welcome back. Especially welcome to our new Senator, Senator Rowley. I hope to get to meet you. It's been hard. We have new members come in last year, and with COVID, I feel like I haven't got to spend time getting to know some of the newer members. I apologize for that, but I hope to do better with the rest of this session in front of us. Mr. President, I rise to condemn the racist cowards that disrupted and attacked our Democratic colleagues, Representative Wilburn, Representative Thede, and Representative Roz Smith in the Iowa House, and Iowa Democratic Party leader Al Womble last week with disgusting, racist, hateful words and images during the People's Condition of the State, a virtual Zoom meeting held last Friday. This recent example follows a despicable racist death threat against Representative Ross Wilburn, just a few months ago. In both of these instances, our colleagues were expressing political views on issues affecting Iowans. Today, I ask each senator in this chamber to join in condemning those attacks. They must stop. We all have the responsibility to speak out and condemn this violent, political, hate-filled rhetoric and actions. I hope that Governor Reynolds, in her condition of the state speech tonight, will condemn these racist attacks in the strongest possible terms. We need to stand together against this hatred and bigotry. Racism in Iowa is not some theory. It's real and it's dangerous. And it's critical that we confront it whenever and wherever it raises its ugly head. Mr. President, I also rise to object to Senator Whitfer's and Senate Republicans' decision to overturn more than a century of precedent allowing Iowa media to sit in the Senate chamber at the press bench to cover the people's business. I can attest for the last quarter century, almost, that this is the first time that Iowa media have been banned from the Senate press bench. According to an email from Senator Majority Leader Whitfer, spokesman, and Senate Secretary Charlie Smithson, it was our inability to define media. Quote, as it relates to media seating, the principal dilemma faced by the Senate is the evolving nature and definition of media. This is especially true in light of First Amendment concerns. As non-traditional media outlets proliferate, it creates an increasingly difficult scenario for the Senate as a governmental entity to define the criteria of media outlet. Delegating the ability to define media to another entity is ultimately still government action, whatever that means. For that reason, media seating will remain in the designated areas, in the bleachers, in the gallery. What criteria, Mr. President, was used in 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, when the Iowa media sat at the press bench? Let's use that criteria, Mr. President. Iowa Senate being overrun with media that want to cover our activities? Not hardly. The governor, the Iowa House, and the judicial branch have all figured this out. Have you contacted them for advice, Senator Whitfer? Your inability to define who Iowa media are is a failure. Complete lack of imagination. F on your homework assignment. Your decision is an insult to Iowans who are paying your salaries and your health care. Iowa taxpayers want to know what you're doing with their money. They deserve to see the action up close in real time, but you don't care. Can you imagine if Gary Dolphin had to call the Iowa men's basketball game from the popcorn stand at Carver Hawkeye Arena? For you Cyclone fans, or John Walters calling the play-by-play of Cyclones men's basketball games from the top row of raucous Hilton Coliseum. That would not last one quarter, Mr. President, before fans would revolt. Hawkeye and Cyclone fans want to see real-time courtside reporting. Just like Iowans want to see real-time front row reporting in the Iowa Senate. We know you don't like the press, but what and who are you afraid of, Mr. President? Are you afraid of Kay Henderson, Kathy Obradovich, James Lynch, Katie Aiken, Dave Price, Clay Masters? How about Aaron Murphy? He has a new job. Katarina Sitarek, Stephen Gruber-Miller, Jared Strong, Jeff Angelo, Lori Bellen, who? You are constantly telling us how bold you are and how good a job you're doing. We heard about it yesterday. Best in the country, implementing all your bold ideas. Surely your bold tax cut plans that will continue to hollow out rural Iowa like they have for the past decade will be of interest to Iowans. The same tax policies that have created rural workforce shortages, boarded up main streets, and schools consolidations, or your constant attack on Iowa school teachers. Surely you want Iowans to know all the good things you are doing with accurate, timely, real-time reporting from front row coverage. What are Senate Republicans afraid of? Your decision on blocking the press from reporting is not bold. It's not bold. Your decision is weak and you should fix it now, Mr. President. Iowans are paying for this operation here today, and they deserve transparency, not arrogance or hubris. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order for an introduction.
Colleagues, this morning I want you to help me welcome Trent Van Gilst for his second day in the Iowa Senate and his last day. Trent is a high school senior at Pella Christian who has a winterim program for students to get some work experience and that sort of thing during a few days in early January. And Trent's great-grandfather, Bats Van Gilst, who is a neighbor of mine, served 20 years in the Iowa Senate, back from 1965 to 1985. Our families have farmed neighboring farms since 1936. So Trent is the fifth generation of Van Gilst that I've known well, and if I meet his new niece, that will be the sixth generation. So help me welcome Trent Van Gilst to the Iowa Senate.
Welcome to the Iowa Senate. For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Wall, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a point?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, for 140 years, Iowa reporters have been on the Iowa Senate floor watching the debates, interviewing senators. They send reports back to radio stations, daily and weekly newspapers, websites, and TV stations across Iowa. Last week, Iowa Senate Republicans announced they are preventing journalists from using press row to cover the Senate. Let me be very clear to everyone watching at home. Senate Democrats were not included in this decision. We oppose this policy in the strongest possible terms and believe the press should be able to do their jobs from the press bench. That's what the press bench is for. Bill Petrosky, who covered Iowa state politics for nearly 40 years for the Des Moines Register, called this decision, quote, terrible for the public and terrible for readers. If Senate Republicans would like our help, Senate Democrats would be happy to work with Senate Republicans on a bipartisan basis to craft a policy to address your concerns and bring the press back to the press bench. Just this morning, I received a short email from Greg Norfleet, a constituent of mine and the editor of the West Branch Times in Cedar County. He wrote, Senator Walz, I would urge you to use your friendships with Republican leadership to reconsider moving reporters off the Senate floor. Yes, there are a number of new media outlets, and the Senate press seats are finite. May I recommend that a certain percentage of seats go to media outlets that have demonstrated a commitment to covering the Senate by appearing in person to occupy a seat? The rest of the seats would go to others, and both sets of seats should be available to anyone if still unoccupied by a certain time of day. According to the story I saw in the Press Citizen from the Des Moines Register, the argument was made that it is difficult to tell what is a true, quote, media organization. In addition to demonstrating a commitment to coverage, I would also recommend considering the age of the media outlet. Third, look at their readership, viewership numbers. Finally, are they based primarily in Iowa? These criteria would give preferential treatment to Iowa media that primarily reach Iowa citizens. It would downgrade national news organizations like CNN and Fox, who want to pop in for short-term coverage of hot-button topics. I'm sure that there are times when the issues before the Senate attract more reporters than seats available, so remaining media outlets are used to sitting in the gallery under those circumstances. Thank you for your time. Greg Norfleet, West Branch Times. These are smart, common-sense ideas from a small-town reporter who knows what he's talking about. But in his opening remarks yesterday, Senator Chapman accused the media of having a sinister agenda. So let's not pretend that this is about logistics or COVID or being unable to determine who is or is not a real journalist. And it wasn't just journalists. Senator Chapman also accused Iowa teachers of having a sinister agenda. And the consequences have been immediate. I woke up this morning to an email from a local principal who had a teacher just yesterday request a letter of recommendation so that teacher can transfer out of state. The teacher specifically cited political rhetoric from Iowa Republican leaders like we heard yesterday from Senator Chapman. And just a few minutes after I read that email this morning, it's been a busy morning on email, I received a text message from a small town superintendent in my district sharing an article about Senator Chapman's comments, and he wrote, quote, "Seriously, what should we be preparing for as educators? Holy crap, this is scary. Our staff already feels beat up by all the legislation that has come down over the last year," end quote. Iowa Democrats believe that Iowa is worth fighting for. Our kids, our parents, and our educators are worth fighting for. We can get Iowa on the right track again. So in her condition of the state speech tonight, Governor Reynolds should disavow Senator Chapman's remarks from yesterday and promise Iowans that she will veto any legislation aimed at harming Iowa's public education system. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that upon dissolution of the joint convention of the Senate, or the Senate be adjourned until Wednesday, January 12th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Upon the dissolution of the joint convention, the Senate will be adjourned until Wednesday, January 12th at 9 a.m. Chair recognizes the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the Senate recess until 5:35 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The Senate is recessed until 5:40 p.m. 5:35. My apologies.
Democratic caucus in room 24 starting immediately. Democratic caucus in room 24 starting immediately.